Look out, Apple, Amazon just announced a new Fire TV that makes your demo of Crossy Road look just a little bit lame. The new TV from Amazon offers 4K Ultra HD support for video and integrates the features of the cloud-based virtual assistant built into the Amazon Echo. I will not say her name or she will start obeying my commands in your house. Right now, the Fire TV set-top box will allow you to check the weather, look up sports scores, and play music, but Amazon said you'll be able to use it soon to look up specific TV episodes, regulate the temperature in your house, and dim the lights and control other home appliances through the TV. And of course, pretty soon you'll be able to use it to reorder stuff through your television. You'll need a 4K UHD TV and a pretty robust broadband connection to take advantage of the 4K features. But at $99, the Fire TV is less expensive than the just-announced Apple TV, but more expensive than Chromecast, Roku 3, or Amazon's new Fire Stick with voice search and voice control that's only $40. There is some good news for Apple fans today. While you were busy playing around with all the new features of iOS 9, a federal appeals court ruled that Apple was entitled to an injunction barring Samsung from using certain features that the court said violated Apple's patents. This four-year-old fight has been a lot of back and forth, but the newest win for Apple means Samsung would be prevented from selling phones that use slide to unlock, autocorrect, and quick link features. Now, the last phone to include most of these features was the Samsung Galaxy S3. The newest Galaxy, the S6, is not affected. Last week, we told you that a U.S. library had taken down a Tor relay due to pressure from the police and Homeland Security. Today, Ars Technica said the Tor relay has been restored. To recap, it's not illegal to use a Tor browser. In fact, it was originally implemented and deployed by the United States Naval Research Laboratory. However, the anonymous browser can be attractive to justice seekers and criminal enterprises alike. In a statement, Homeland Security said it does not make policy decisions for local communities, but it will continue to pursue individuals who seek to use Tor to further illicit activity.